I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Howdy, everybody. We are the Horrible Decisions Podcast, and we are going to be in Dallas, Texas, Memorial Day weekend. Bitch, it's a Sunday. We're going to be headlining the Two Together Land Festival, and you bitches better not have no motherfucking work on Sunday. Call out, ho.
I mean, you could do that, but also, it's a three-day weekend. They have Monday off. We will see you guys in Dallas, Texas at the Together Land Festival. Make sure you get your tickets now. We will be live on the podcast stage. That's May 26th. Get your tickets now at togetherland.com. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl, Mandy B, aka Panda Stallion, aka Full Court Punks, aka That Bitch, aka I'll fuck your mama, your daddy, and your sister, and your brother. What's up?
Now, a show that I should have been cast on, as you know, I was in it 20 years ago. Literally, all of you have written us about this show. Like, please do a cinema on it. But the person that really put me on was Vinny.
Yes.
So I watched a show called Couple to Thruple on Peacock, and I just wrote my favorite. I didn't even ask nobody else. I wrote my favorite couple on the show, which is crazy because you know you must be good when you came in the middle.
Yeah.
I was about to say, if you guys started the show, you have to keep going to meet this couple.
And then everybody was like, why didn't you invite? And only one person said that, Brittany and Sean, because they were the black ones. I'm like, I want tea. Thank you.
not only tea, I'm going to be real, y'all. We have Maximo and Ash here in the motherfucking building.
Hello.
And I want to do their little introduction I found on the internet because it was cute, but also so we could talk shit. Voguing extrovert Maximo said he's mostly dated cis men before dating Ash. And Ash, exuding quiet top energy, which is hilarious, had mostly dated women. Their relationship through gender and sexuality norms in the trash. Y'all, another reason why we have them also on the pod is because they rain out of Bushwick, New York. That is how the hell they...
That's right.
Bushwick, for y'all that don't know, is Brooklyn.
But, the gayborhood. The gayborhood of Brooklyn. Okay.
Because Greenpoint, that's different than Bushwick. So and you gotta be specific.
And it's not Hell's Kitchen gayborhood. It's like POC, artist, gayborhood. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Like
Bushwick is the place where, I'm not saying I just get crazy, but There's been a few moments in my life, like that one time that I peed in that guy's bed and he liked it.
Wait, the treehouse was in Bushwick?
It sure was.
Of course it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, makes sense now.
Like that time apartment. When I fucked that girl that I met with the banker and when we were at that bar, that was also Bushwick. And just all of it. It's just, that's where it's going to go down.
Well, also, let's be very clear. Susio, which I love so very much, is the black sex club that's in Bushwick.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yep. Which
wait, y'all be at Susio?
Ash just produced their first event with Susio.
Yeah, and I gag that you even know this organization and this community.
I love Luis and Simone.
I love them.
I love them so much.
I'm going to see Morgana
amazing.
Tomorrow.
So let's get
You guys are on your thems right now.
Yes, before we get into... Uh-oh,
that is a very Bushwick thing.
before we get into our icebreaker, can you do your own introduction and a little bit about how the two of you became a couple?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well,
I want to take this one.
Sure. I'm Maximo, and this is Ash, also known as a gentle femme dom. I wouldn't even say quiet top.
Oh, cool.
Gentle femme dom.
One day, and the next day, it's like angry twink. You know, it just changes. But yeah, we'll go with gentle femme
dom. We're both pansexual, non-binary, and we live in Bushwick, New York. We just moved in a year ago. We're about to start our second year together. Just celebrated our third year anniversary on March 3rd.
Oh, wow.
And now just kind of like seeing how things go after the show has dropped, Ash and I wanting to start more creative work together. I'm a dancer and a model and a photographer, amongst other creative things, you know, hustlepreneur here in the city. Mm-hmm. And Ash, tell us about you.
So right before the show, I had been doing corporate my whole career. And I was doing marketing and beauty, et cetera. But it was not hitting. I wanted to be more with people. So I actually finally did what I wanted to do since day one, quit corporate. And now I'm trying to figure that out. Yep. I'm trying to figure that out. And it's been a wild journey. I think just that alone gave me a lot of space to really figure out my identities. So since the show, it's been a lot more with non-binariness and how that's feeding into my transness. And it's been crazy because actually Sabs, who was on set with us, she was one of the makeup artists for actually the beautiful hosts. And I had amazing, amazing time with her because she was the one that gave me like gender affirming cuts over and over just to make me feel more comfortable. And so with Maxie's help, like we've been just getting a lot more comfortable with ourselves. We've been now doing events together. Maxie's helping me become a performer as well within the Susio community.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait. What was the performance?
We had a spicy performance.
It was spicy, but it was healing. Yeah. It was very healing.
So I come from a concert dance background, so I brought this more like conceptualized theme behind it.
So did you put glitter on the strap-on?
Like, what do you...
That's actually next one. Next one, yes.
First of all, let me set the scene. So this is the first party that Ash ever produced with Susio Queer, which is a play party.
Yep.
But this was a play party geared towards all queer people and specifically trans, POC, non-binary people. But the idea was having a blend of different queers. You know how it can be segregated? Like, this is a gay sex party. This is like a lesbian sex party. Yes. This is like a swingers party. You know, this is like a hetero party, but if you want to do some gay shit, like,
the women want to do gay shit. Let's be very clear.
Right.
If the women want to be gay, they can, but the men don't really like hetero.
It's like, I don't kiss, bro.
This one was very like, we invite all types of gender identities and sexualities. The performance starts me. I'm all cut in my like...
Of course.
My fishnets and my like booty shorts and my lingerie. And so it starts out to Buttons by Pussycat Dolls. And I'm also a voguer. So I start.
Buttons, baby.
Exactly. Right there.
Hello.
Right there.
For y'all to forget.
Hello, just so you know, we're millennials.
I'm serving cunt. I'm giving you pussy. I'm dancing. I'm voguing. But then I start to take out this bag. And in this bag, I start to take out different articles of clothing. Mm-hmm. I put on these sunglasses. Then my moves start to become a little more masculine. Then I put on this bandana, more masculine. Then I take this button down. And I'm like full mask mode. Now I'm giving you like Magic Mike energy. Buttoning up the shirt. And now my visual is turning from like cunt to more mask. Last thing I do is I take Ash from the crowd and I rip their pants off. I take their pants. I put the pants on me. I am now fully transformed, fully masked.
That's hot.
Then, boom, Magic Mike, the song starts playing.
Yep.
Let's ride it. Do it.
That is genuine. Oh, right. Do not call
I'm
that
sorry.
The Magic Mike song.
That's where I got it from. I'm
that
sorry.
Is genuine.
Don't cancel me.
There's the door. There's the door.
POC. Honey by Genuine. Let's
Honey
do it.
Honey by Genuine. Okay. You're absolutely correct.
So you took their clothes off to put on you. That's hot.
Right. Okay. And then, so then, I have a moment of masculine dancing to Pony by Genuine.
Okay.
Yes. And then Ash turns me around. Then I go back to the bag. The last thing I take out the bag is a strap-on. I put Ash in the strap-on. We start putting Ash into
really
the strap-on. Start taking off their top. Now they're fully nude, exposed, vulnerable, but now we're putting on their strap-on.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you do, they put me on my knees, turn me around, take my pants off, rip open my fishnet.
Uh-uh.
I go into the bag and I pass them the lube. Mm-hmm. Then Ash goes into the bag and passes me the poppers.
Mm-hmm. Because
and then
that's important. That's important.
That's so a part of life. You know? And so the next thing that happens, get ready, because now it gets crazy. So then take the hit of the poppers. Ash starts to penetrate me.
I ate you out first because yes. You got
Wait, wait, wait. Talk into the mic. Like, oh, right. You ate.
I had to eat Maxie out first to like loosen it up, get cute, comfy.
So your face is in that Buddha hole.
Like,
hello?
All the way.
This is the performance that Ash just made. She literally turned around and said, wait, I ate you out.
Yeah.
It's important.
You gotta know.
It's gentle top.
Proper top care. If you're gonna do anal, you need to like have some foreplay first. Of course, lots of lube, but if you have a nice top who's gonna really dedicate some time
to
you.
I made sure to lick it before I stick it.
Hello.
So literally you got booked in the
Then. So they ate me out, then they start to penetrate me. As they're penetrating me, I am now taking off these articles of clothing and passing them to Ash. So my bandana I take off, I pass to Ash. My glasses I take off, I pass to Ash. My button down I take off and pass to Ash. So then Ash, as they're penetrating
this
me.
This is multitasking,
then
first
they're
of
like
all.
Putting on the button down, the glasses, and then the
and
bandana.
And you start getting in your mouth.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And I'm like, okay.
Exactly. So then you're seeing this visual of me going from mask back to cunt and Ash turning more mask. And then it ends with me finishing being penetrated and taking my pants off and putting them back on Ash and like giving.
Oh my God.
Down.
Did you? Oh, no. The next night I need to go. I would love to be in this room.
Yeah, yeah.
No. You guys seem like you're coming.
Literally, no. They came before everyone else came. We were like 5 minutes in.
It was a
Holy
beautiful
shit.
Icebreaker, and I feel like
that being an icebreaker, my icebreaker question.
I mean,
I'm like, so
you know what? I have to say something that's gonna sound fucked up, but I have to say it. There was a moment where Sean said to you on the show. Sean is another member on the show.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, I see the masculine side of you. At first, I saw feminine, but I'm starting to see it. I swear to God, I kind of get it now.
Aww.
And it's very difficult because for me, I'm very like, I'm bi, right? Not really Pam, because I really like the girl and the girl and the guy and the guy. It's still, I don't know what it is. Is it the beard?
Well, not only the beard, I'll say, and I'm sure it was by editing. First off, I love a black man acknowledging that.
Yeah.
And how
he was a
man, and he literally also said, I'd never seen a man present both feminine and masculine before, and it was so nice to see. Mm-hmm. I hate that the editing, I will say, did not show you in that
more.
Because when you came in, first off, it was given cunt. You had a whole beat, okay?
Oh, the boots were really the moment. The corset, I was like, wow. But no, I think it's interesting because, yeah, the viewer didn't get to see it, right? But sitting here with you for 10 minutes, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. And especially because, keep in mind, I think when men are watching this, straight men, right?
Yeah.
You can't see the connection sometimes between somebody queer and hetero because you never get to see it on TV. There's never a moment where I'm sure you bro'd up with him, had deep conversation. And I think you definitely were painted in a way, not in a bad way, but I think the other good thing that was good to see is I don't expect to see this couple. I'm looking at an Asian girl and a Latino guy.
Right. Okay, I'm about to
say. Non-binary. But you know what I'm saying.
Brazilian.
A Brazilian. Yeah, okay, and I don't want to say what type of Asian, but I know we can't
appreciate.
Just say Asian.
Yes, Korean.
I was
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact so, that see, there's a difference.
Girl, I live in Singapore. There's a whole difference between everybody over there.
Right.
You know
that's
what I mean?
The New York
you got
melting
Indian,
pot in
you have
Asia,
Malay,
yeah.
you have Thai, you have Filipino.
I bet that was
You do
fun.
Look Korean, though. But.
Thank you.
But
someone just told me to go to Seoul, bitch.
Oh,
you should.
This is your sign.
I gotta go to Seoul now. Well, I was going to start in Japan, but then they was like, hey, why you over there? Go to Seoul.
As you should.
Okay. Before we get into it,
I just want to say about the Sean situation. First of all, I really appreciate you acknowledging that about me. And I think, of course, on TV, they're playing into the queer, the kind, the drama.
Because that's the fun, silly,
and I
too.
Have right. that, of course. But I also, I don't want to say I code switch, but just like when I'm around women or when I'm around men, when I go to the bodega and I order my bacon, egg, and cheese, I'm not like, hey, girl, let me get like a bacon, egg, and cheese. And, you know, I'm
how
like,
you do it?
I'm like, what's going on, boss? Like, can I get like that and that? So when I'm around people, you know, it's not that those are fake parts of myself or like I'm switching to appease, but it's like those are parts of myself that I also like to access. It just depends on who I'm around, what energy am I in? Am I feeling more masked today? Am I feeling more feminine? And that is so fluid in like how you present and sexuality as well as gender. And for Sean, what was so fab is they were like, seeing you, you're a whole cunt. You know?
He didn't know how to verbalize it, but he said that.
Getting to getting to exchange words, they're like, that's when I could see your masculine energy really coming out.
Yeah.
And seeing the dynamic energy of our relationship, of how it's like kind of a give and a take.
So for the icebreaker,
you were taking everybody's boot.
Yeah. Oh, no.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So for the icebreaker, I wanted to dig into that, right? So you guys present as you normally were with women prior to this relationship. Mm-hmm. You normally were with men. I want to know, what is something that you both used to believe in relation about relationships that since has changed?
I mean,
even from, and you can go all the way back to growing up, maybe your cultural beliefs, your backgrounds, maybe what your parents instilled onto you. I would love to know what's changed about your idea of relationships since being together.
Oh my gosh.
Everything. No, like everything that I grew up thinking was a relationship, from how you love, how you receive love, who you love, has completely changed upside down, inside around. Because Maxie, I feel like, and our whole relationship has been always about what feels right to us versus what should we do? Because we never really had, I feel like, a guidance in our community. And who my friends were at the time when I was usually with women were lesbians, who can sometimes be harsher than straight people. Because when then you say, oh, I'm kind of interested in some dick, they're like, you're straight.
Bitch, stay away.
Sometimes it's like that. Yeah. But I feel like we had to really learn how to trust ourselves and each other of like what feels good to us. Because right now it feels like we're kind of the anomaly. And we get that a lot.
I kind of think you are.
Yeah. What about you, Maximo?
Yeah. Well, I feel like, so growing up, I predominantly had girlfriends. So I was predominantly dating men from the point I came out as bisexual until Ash and I, until like we started like dating again. So that was, so I grew up straight in the closet, girlfriends, always knowing that I had like attraction to men and attraction to really like the possibility to be attracted to anybody. But growing up in South Florida, where it's very...
all these Florida people.
Where? Yeah.
Well, who else?
We're in Florida.
We're in Florida.
Who else? I'm from Delray Beach.
Delray Beach. Okay, we from Orlando, Paul 7, Chopper City, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
By the way, clearly growing up in Florida has our minds fucked up.
Hello. I'm crying.
It's the water.
No.
It makes you gay.
We are products of a red state. With a lack of education.
So growing up in South Florida, it's very known that like being bi, a girl is not going to want to date you. In fact, that's just a beard. You're just gay, actually. It's such biphobia, I feel like, in middle school and high school. So even though knowing that I knew I liked to maybe suck a little dick or something, but I also knew that I really was romantically into women as well. So eventually getting to college and coming out as bisexual, I would say bisexual, heteroromantic. Until I started to give myself the space to actually feel intimacy with men and recognize that I have my own internal seeds that were planted from society, from friends, or from whoever that allowed me to feel like I don't want to be close to men in that kind of way. So giving myself that space to explore, I realized, no, I'm pansexual. I have the capacity to love anybody and really form intimate connections with anyone. Meeting Ash, though, then that really took us on a journey of a sense like, well, we know we're both very queer, right? But we are very attracted romantically and physically to each other. But then also me coming from being predominantly with men before and Ash with women
with
is like,
women, right?
One, I don't want to limit my partner from experiencing any kind of love or pleasure in this world, just as I don't want to feel like I'm limited as long as it's respectfully and communicatively. But there's this sense of wanting to also stay in touch with like our queerness. Wanting to still like give that side of ourselves love. So it allowed me, and I feel like allowed us to really speak on the things that in relationships you don't actually talk about. Like, I'm actually attracted to this other person. I kind of want to have sex with somebody else. Maybe it's together or maybe it's separately. And how do I do that in a relationship where it's ethical and making sure that I'm communicating? Do you want to know before I search for somebody? Do you want to know if I meet somebody? Do you
want it to be a don't ask, don't tell? I've literally been in my house the last 2 days. We've talked about ethical non-monogamy on Horrible Decisions now. We both just got out of non-monogamous relationships.
Ooh.
Still playing in an ethical non-monogamous way.
Yeah.
And the show pissed me off so much because navigating this space is really hard.
Yeah.
But then the communicating of it where you're literally communicating to other people's insecurities.
Yeah.
And that's all I kept seeing. And we'll get into it later because y'all did some fuck shit.
Kinda.
We gonna get into it.
Wait, kinda. That pissed you off?
No, while I was watching it.
We weren't supposed to think it was all sexual.
No.
That was good.
So not that it was sexual, but in terms of the communication between the singles and the couples.
Right.
Knowing that I want to be non-monogamous. I love sex clubs. I love that. I felt like I opened my last relationship into Pandora's box and there was betrayal, right? Mm. And so all I saw with all of these non-monogamous people seeking throuple relationships was no one's ever satisfied. And because now you've opened the floodgates to allowing your partner to be just with anyone, I, through a lot of people, saw constant search of someone else.
That's not true. You literally have someone leaving early because it was so good.
No. I get that. In the realm of the show, I also think that was production. I also feel like that
there's
was production.
A lot of, there's things that are fabricated.
There's a lot of things that are fabricated, but all I kept seeing was people like, oh, well, we have this opportunity to have someone else. Let me swap and bring someone else in.
Right.
Watching Darian, which is one person who actually expressed to want to play with y'all. Her couple was like, oh, actually, no, this should be closed. How dare you want someone else? Yet we want to be able to have someone else.
But right. That's okay, though. They have a...
I get that. To me, It was where, A, as millennials, I would say we're the first generation of people to openly be navigating this space of ethical non-monogamy. Mm-hmm. And as I'm watching it, I'm literally seeing Ramon. That nigga annoyed me.
Okay, I'm going to be honest.
But I'm watching.
If they were taken out of it, there would have been some healthy shit.
Well, no. Even the fact that the other white man was clearly jealous that a lot of the women were more attracted to his woman than him.
But that's okay, though, Mandy, because what we really got to see were the true insecurities.
So I'm watching this, and I'm like...
I just don't like thinking thruples are hunky-dory.
But it's not the thruples.
No. That's the thing.
That's why I loved the show.
It's not that thruples are hunky-dory. It's the fact of the true... layers of communication, trauma, and dismantling society's ideas of what a true relationship looks like, while also navigating someone's insecurities, someone leaning into their lies because they don't know how to be honest, someone really wanting to be sensual and sexual with someone else and not knowing how to communicate that.
But see, I might have been Britney too, and I'm actually gay. So let me just say, sorry, she's gorgeous. Followed her forever, never got gay. But anyway... I'm going to tell you who I thought was healthiest to unhealthy in order.
Okay. Oh. And by the way, hopefully...
Okay.
Hopefully,
and then I'm
just
respond.
So you know, we're talking about... we're talking about the show Couple to Thruple. Go ahead and say...
So the couple that left, where I saw the unhealthiness was she seemed jealous a lot. Mm-hmm. And it was really a little too early.
Mm-hmm.
I only thought you were the healthiest because of... I didn't really see an uncomfortability when the others were attracted to someone else. However, there's a clear compersion element of that, right? Oh, I like him, her. Sorry, you're not my number. Max and Ash exploring. But it's basically this thing of like, oh, I'm into this. There wasn't really a moment where you got to see some turmoil in between each other unless it had to do with a third. That to me is strength in a couple. Mm. Because if anyone else fucked something up, that was the only time we saw you have a serious convo. Every other couple had some internal shit.
Yeah.
They had an issue with their own jealousy together. Your main issue was like you couldn't connect with someone else. And I was like, damn.
So we're going to talk about it real quick.
But wait, wait, wait.
We're staying on them.
Maybe. I am. But I'm going in order, remember?
Okay.
Secondary to that, you've got a married couple who I thought and everybody thought would be the strongest. And then like Mandy just said, we got to see a man be jealous of the woman he was with and the other partners being attracted to them. First of all, they were so stereotypical, macho guy, girl having a threesome, just looking. And I was like, damn, I kind of thought they were going to impress me. Did not. Mm. Third, unhealthy, I will definitely say, hated that it was them, was the black couple. I don't think she was gay enough.
They should have been at the bottom.
I think when he said she wants a friend.
They did that shit for views so she could get more Instagram
They can't
followers.
Be at the bottom, honey. When you saw
the gays was at the bottom. You're right. They were.
Honey,
literally, they was at the bottom.
Ah,
see what we did there? They was at the bottom.
Oh,
bottoming.
God.
Now.
But that's the tea. That's what people are thinking when
that's what
So you don't think that white couple with the blonde was the most healthy with Denise?
No, I thought they were. Mm.
So I will...
But you got to remember why my reason was.
But wait, before... Sean's, like, the arc, though. At the ending, I really... like how they gave them that journey that then they started to find that comfort because Brit was also going through their own coming out. Like,
child, she said at the end, I gotta act like I'm bi. I want to tell you,
I want
to talk to you guys why I wouldn't put you at the most healthy and what frustrated me about you as a
couple. Who was the most healthy to you? The one that left?
No, the white couple that was with Denise.
Even
though she was very insecure, the level of communication between them and Denise willing to be like, I'm more sexual. Your man is more sexual.
Oh.
We want to make you comfortable.
Yeah.
That to me was very strong. The reason why your foundation is great. What I viewed again as my, I'm watching this show and I was getting angry because I was like, baby, this is tough. Was the fact that for everyone that y'all wanted to bring in, there was a layer of dishonesty that you wanted them to have with whoever they were dealing with. Mm. And so,
you wanted them to be private,
And you didn't want
that's not
Jonathan,
true.
Or you
but
didn't.
That's,
well,
that's fair that you see it like that.
Right.
That's
fair that you see it like that.
Jonathan, Darian, the both man and woman that you wanted to bring in were already a part of a couple and navigating that relationship. Mm-hmm. And when you both spoke on interest to them about it, However, they repeated it to their partners was that you were going behind their backs. And so to me, having been in a relationship that was ethically non-monogamous and literally going into a sex club and the woman that my partner is cheating on me with introduces herself to me and acts like I'm meeting, she's meeting my partner for the
first
time.
Triggered all around.
No, it's not even that I'm triggered, but no, but there's
that's
a part
real.
Where
yeah.
if, we're, so if we're in this non-monogamous space, the idea that we're supposed to be open, fluid, and communicating with our partners, that there would y'all would lean into them being dishonest with their partners.
Yeah.
So
totally hear that.
I guess that's where does the ethical come in? Where clearly you want them to be ethical with y'all, but is it okay for them to lie to their partners? And so, Maximo, you were like,
answer,
jumping
no.
out of your chair.
Short answer, no, that's not right.
Yeah, okay, that's absolutely not right. The way that you perceive that, the way that it was edited.
Okay.
Of course, I don't agree with that style of ethical non-monogamy. Going back to your like beginning points. Like, just like the idea between couples and singles and like thruplism and polyamory on TV and this being like the representation of it. There's a lot that holds it back because of format, unfortunately.
Okay.
So it turns into almost like, yes, this is a dating show, but then it becomes almost like a game show aspect where it's like you're swapping and you're choosing.
Yeah.
So then singles are getting like objectified and like even
and they
though,
felt that.
Yeah, and they absolutely true. Did. And that's what sucks. And so when we're in the situation, of course, we're treating everyone with like as much humanity. We really want to get to know everybody. But the thing is you're in that resort. The singles come in, you have 3 hours until the gong goes, and then you don't get to see the singles anymore. So you're just trying to like
build
make a conversation,
fast,
have a connection.
But it's online, it's swiping.
Right.
That's unfortunately the era that we're in.
Exactly.
As well.
So, so keep going. So we saw something, said she perceived it.
So that's kind of like the reality of the situation, which holds it back from the true beauty, I feel like, of polyamory and of ethical non-monogamy is that. Triads, truthfully, are one of the hardest dynamics in polyamory.
Is it?
Like being in
and
a
we haven't
thruple,
really dug
is
into
it because it's not even?
I think it's because, it's this idea of like equal love, but it's also this idea of like you have two main partners that you're also trying to cater to. But then my connection with Ash is one thing, but my connection with this person is another thing. And then the three of us. And then if there's one riff, then like this...
It's a stool.
Support, but then it can also become like
no. They say that the leg
talks shit to somebody, and then you and your best friend make up, and then you just made this person hate this person because you talk shit to them about how they treated you.
That's what you're doing.
And I feel like it creates a lot of that in a thruple. It's that kind of energy. Now, when Darian, right? So like we had that experience with Darian in the real world. Had we been able to explore something with Darian? That is absolutely ethical if everyone is like aware about it. And if Darian had the opportunity to be with us as well as being with Brittany and Sean and then getting into the edits. I mean,
the edits ain't shit.
Naturally, reality TV, there's so much that happens that you can't see. And of course, we got our villain edit in there and that's okay. And
that's great.
They needed to make it dramatic. And I love that you caught this, but we noticed it too. We're like, our problems in the resort... We're not with each other.
It was with everyone else.
Because
it was
Ash
never with
and
each
I
other.
Were already
only there.
No, I know.
Ash and I were already non-monogamous. So we've already dealt with the idea of jealousy.
Yeah, you guys look like you fuck other people.
And hooking up with each other.
Right when you came in, I was like, oh yeah.
Hey.
But that experience too is interesting, right? And I gotta say, like, a lot of the things that you didn't like when you watched it, I was like, oh, this is so real. You have the couple that Brittany and Sean, the black couple, if anyone watched and can't remember their names, kind of want to try it. Then you have the one that, the white couple that had been married for years, they look like they just fuck people and have fun.
Yep.
And it was like, that was all there
that
was.
That was their only experience
yes.
before.
Yes. Yeah. They look like that.
Threesome. Yeah. So now they're coming into polyamory and
where they have to
like,
care about people's feelings.
Emotions.
Ooh.
And like all of us
big
connecting.
Step.
And generally speaking, when people are queer or have a flexible gender identity, you just know they're going to be more well-versed. And I think that probably had something to do with it. But even right now, right, I'm watching this show with a partner I'm dating. And every single week, I'm like, huh, who would I be? Who would the person be? And when I'm watching you two, I literally said to him, like, nah, we got to be like that. this is the central relationship. I never want to be too worried about the other person to the point where you start to lose it yourselves. Because that was the embarrassment in sometimes watching the other gay couple on there, right? It's like you get to see this couple that was in love crumble. And I don't like seeing that because to me, it almost tells the public non-monogamy is unhealthy. So you kind of got to have this like solid.
You gotta have a solid base before you can add someone else. And I think that's also something about our relationship is we are consistently evolving. So we start with one boundary, like from the beginning of our relationship, we can only have this many DAs a week or, you know, this many.
Dick appointments?
Dick appointments, yeah. But like, it's for anybody. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you want a DA, like, oh, we'll limit it to one a week. Or like, what are you comfortable with? Do you want to know about it before or after? And then slowly trying things.
Why are you laughing, Ash? Hold on. Ash is cutting up.
It's true, though. It's true.
Yes. But, you know, like, okay, back in the day in corporate, you know, I had my schedule. I was very like by the hour. So the fact that you bring up like one DA a week is just like so cringe.
Wait, tell us though, so what are your boundaries? How have they changed?
They've definitely changed from there.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because we cannot, I feel like, I don't know, the scheduling versus the spontaneity, there has to be a balance of both when it comes to like us kind of wanting to pursue that sexual drive.
Especially from my way of getting about like, quick hookups and Ash's way about getting hookups. Like, it's very different.
I mean, I think they're just different for men.
Yeah.
In comparison to women.
Like, even if you're looking for men, they want to fuck sooner.
Right.
Yeah. The
women need a little dance.
The glory hole.
Need to go.
Like, you can
that's
literally
why
go and get
I'm
anything.
Like, let's just keep using Grindr. I don't want to go on the Hinge yet because that's too much work. And I just want it quick as well sometimes. But there's also the ones that you build sometimes.
What are the current boundaries you have together for?
What are our current boundaries?
I just said y'all selfie.
Not y'all both looking confused.
Wait.
Hold on. I got a question that might be a boundary. Hold on. And this is just to spice it up.
Because
y'all are just so perfect. Here we go. And I found this one. I was like, here we go. So you both are poly, open, deal with same sex, opposite sex.
Right.
It's whoever you fall in love with. So you also meet people maybe without each other. And that's allowed. This is a question for both of you. Your partner says they met someone out and about. This could be a club. This could be in a work environment. This could be at a goddamn bookstore. They have a one-night stand with this person and come to share with you how absolutely incredible it is.
Okay.
They finally share with you who they are.
Okay.
And you find out that it's your first cousin.
Oh, ooh. God.
I would love to know, again, because the world is small.
Yeah.
You show them the Facebook, the Instagram, and you're like, bitch, that is my family member.
That's my Extrava brother.
Okay, this guy.
That would totally happen.
So, yeah.
I want to know how you respond
so,
if they're allowed to keep fucking your first cousin. We talking about boundaries here. Mm-hmm. What's the response here?
In our relationship.
Are your nails white and black?
Yeah, they are. So are yours. Twinning. So in our current relationship, in a perfect world, right, if we're both being good girls and boys, we always talk to each other before ever, like, being sexual with someone.
You show pictures and everything,
someone.
Though?
No, it's more like if Ash were out at a club and let's say I'm not there or I'm traveling and they're like, hey, like, I want to go out tonight and maybe meet someone. I'm like, yeah, go do it. Do your thing. Or if they meet someone and then text me like, hey, I met someone. Is it okay if this happens? And then me in the moment, I'm like, okay, let me assess. Can I support this? Yes. Like, go off, girl. Have your fun. And so then finding out that it's the first cousin or like my Extrava brother, I think naturally there's always going to be jealousy, especially I found when we're apart. I feel like there's so much more jealousy when we have our own hookups than when we are together. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
of course.
But that is a great point. You said sending pictures first. So we're in the middle of writing this book and I realized with my ex-girlfriend, something we enjoyed was like doing it at the same time. She and I would be out at the same time and I'd be like, oh my God, I just met so-and-so.
That's
and it was just basic. We didn't do it much, but that was the most fun. Right.
Yeah,
and it felt like, ooh, now we can come together about it.
Yeah.
But when you're doing this, do you get to bring them home? You guys share a home. Like,
right.
What's that like?
Right. So it's more, I feel like, okay, if one of us is at home, the default probably option would be you're traveling. You're going to go to their place.
We're not hosting.
Oh. But if it's someone that maybe would also interest me and I'm the one at home and Maxie's out and saying like, oh, I'm having this great time. Sometimes it can end with, can you bring them home? And then we'll have our like a little moment together if they're all okay with it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it has been very much we always try to, if the jealousy comes up or something, we'll also express that. And we'll be like, ooh, I think maybe that's because I'm just like, I recognize that would be really fun for me. And you know what? At that point, you should enjoy that. And so we like process that one out together. But what if though, we didn't have the opportunity to tell each other and it was just like in the moment, sexy hot.
Well, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. If we're being good boys and girls, that would never happen. But life happens. Things happen. And if that did, of course, there's going to be a conversation. There's going to be jealousy. But I think that's the moment where I take off my partner hat and I put on my best friend hat. And I'm how can I be like Kiki, Maxie? Like,
I fucking
we're
love
besties
that answer.
Right now. Like, you know, and that's how I want to show up for and supporting. Like, yes, like, it was amazing. Like, bitch, what did you do? Did he eat your ass? Like, did you take it all? Did you peg him? Like, I'm the one whenever Ash has a hookup, I'm like, bitch, tell me everything. And Ash is like, no, like, I want to, like, keep it to myself. Like,
I get a little nervous.
Sometimes when I have a hookup, they're like, I don't want to know anything.
Really?
I mean, I think there is a difference in receiving information.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
What up, Fredrin?
Y'all, make sure you get your tickets now. May 5th, we are at the Earth Theater in London.
Listen, we made this a specific request to be in London on the weekend so that all of our Euro people can come and see this. We want our whore
not
hive.
Not Euro people.
European people.
Okay.
European people. Whatever. All the black people that live over there, just take that motherfucking Eurostar and come and see us. We're going to be there May 5th. We are having a whole new show, one that you didn't see. This is a part of the Climax Tour. So even if you were on the Climax Tour and you need a little trip, it's going to be warmer. It's going to be fun. Come through and see us.
That's right. Make sure you head on over to whorehive.com and get your tickets now. I think what I love, without even us falling into there, I had a vanilla shit. The vanilla shit is actually that FOMO is actually related to sex. So what y'all are saying, and fear of missing out, y'all know we talk about FOMO, whether it's at a party or missing a family gathering or things like that. And FOMO is actually about sex, apparently. I want to read. This comes from B-Vibe, but also a current research in behavioral sciences. Ooh, not science. So researchers actually surveyed 327 Americans ages 19 to 60 and measured their differences in attitudes, behaviors, and desires towards short-term mating. Participants also rated statements like, I can imagine myself being comfortable and enjoying casual sex with different partners between 1 and 9, and were asked to also rate levels of FOMO to similar situations between 1 and 5. FOMO is intrinsically linked to anxiety about missing a possible opportunity for sex. And so if your partner is having sex, that jealousy may not even come from the act that you did it, but from the fact that you weren't there, especially as someone who enjoys having sex together.
That just brought up for me like the idea of FOMO, not only in sex, but how you found it or how you went about it, right? Because I noticed that Ash and I, there was a time where we started to have FOMO for each other's kind of ways we had to go about navigating. Because like me being a queer man, I can go on Grindr, I can go on Sniffies or whatever and find like somebody to hook up with in like, could be 30 minutes, could be an hour, but it could be a couple weeks.
I gotta plan ahead.
I don't need to know your name. We don't have to exchange a word.
We gotta work around cycles.
Like nothing like that.
The bitch
that.
Is bleeding this week. I gotta wait till next
week.
I'm gonna cry,
And so Ash is like, damn, I wish I could like get it that quick sometimes and be able to just like quickly have that hook up with someone. And then for me, I'm like, ugh, I'm tired of these like transactional ass, just boring ass, like no connection hookups. Like I want to meet somebody on Hinge and like talk to them a little bit and then like get to know them.
I've got a question. What about when you're one's more horny than the other? Do you have to take a pause that week?
Ooh. Yeah, very much so. Actually,
we actually like have some months where I'm like, this is my period week and I just need a little bit more support. And the FOMO is like also, you know, I need you to also enjoy not doing anything right now because I'm in pain.
Open and close the relationship.
Yeah. It's very much like a check-in day of like, babe, like I'm really horny. I want a DA. And they might be like, you know, I could feel it. I'm not feeling like a DA today. You go get your own DA on your own. I'll be like, okay, cool. Or it could be like, you know what? I just really miss us. I want to connect with us. And I'm like, okay, word. No problem. Like dick will always be there. I need to be here with my partner.
And will.
When it does,
hello.
Tell us about a sexy time when you brought
not hard to
someone
find.
Home.
Not hard to find.
Tell us about a sexy time where you brought someone home. Maybe one of you was watching TV, chilling, and then you're like, okay, I got somebody.
Ooh.
When you weren't together.
When we weren't together.
When we weren't together.
Was there a time when we weren't together you brought someone back?
Ash is like, they don't be that sexy. No.
Ash is standing higher than mine. Ash has higher standards.
That's what I'm picking up on.
Say.
Hold on.
That
was
sexy. That is so true.
Fuck it. Tell us about any time. Tell us about a time where you like, no.
Wait. Can we talk about that?
Put him in a cab.
When you were in a relationship where you go together, how important is it for you to have the same type? And how do you decide who compromises and who doesn't?
Ooh, I love that question.
I feel like...
Take it away.
I'm done.
I feel like this like also just happened, but I feel like come to the compromise of who really gets to decide on like who we want to explore with is more so the one that I think either proposes first or is expressing a lot more of the horniness.
Okay.
And then for me, I feel like if it's not someone I would maybe meet with alone, one-on-one, then we're going to be picking options. We're going to go through some options. We're going to keep searching. But we're going to keep that one as an option in the way of, I see you. I see where you're at. And this is about us. It's not just about me. And so if it happens to be that this is the person that we want to explore more with.
Is this how you navigated this last one? I want to hear the most recent time y'all had to navigate this.
Last night.
Come on, last night. This is posting in a month or so. So
on a Sunday, where the fuck were you?
Let's get story time.
Girl.
Let's get story time. Come on, Ash. Oh, yeah.
Take it away, babe.
I'm getting nervous.
It's okay. They were ugly.
They weren't ugly.
Oh, my God.
So I knew.
Nice ass dick. Beautiful ass dick.
The dick was amazing. Okay. 11 out of 10.
Like, really pretty.
The dick.
Really
dick.
Pretty, yeah. Dick. Really long, but not girthy. You know, not like too girthy where you can't like.
Like Mexican, like deep throat that, but not gag too much because it's the girth that I'm sorry.
So the dick was amazing. Perfectly. Let's go into why you weren't interested, Ash, and then how y'all ended up, how you His even face. Ended up seeing the dick.
So, okay, we had met this person like months and months ago.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those nights. And so we still had like the group chat of, okay, like we're joking around with this person. Like they're like giving daddy vibes. And we had this group chat still. And then they just spontaneously hit us up again and sent us a beautiful dick pic. And it was there in that moment. Maxie was like, oh, I remember this one. Like this is remember. And I'm like, yeah, but remember how like it's been months because I have those icks. Like we had those icks about things that they would like noises they would make or like names that they would call us.
Can we hear the noises?
Like what? Not, what kind of
can we hear the noises that turned you off?
What is like Mimi?
Yeah.
Literally like
and I was like but then I was like, I'm like, oh. And me making out with him didn't help. It was still making the noises.
Wait, while you were kissing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
And like grunting, like. Mm.
But, oh, I hate the animal grunt. Like, girl, I hate a grunt. I love hate it. Yeah.
But you sound like you're going, like you're really stimulated. Is what it sounds like.
And it's like now kind of performative. Don't do. I don't know. You seem like you need to just chill for a bit. Ick. So
he hit us up.
He hit us up. And in that moment last night, I was like, yeah, it is a really great day.
You were about to do your skincare.
I was about to do my skincare. And I'm like, I'm so tired. But then I know and recognize like, Maxie, you know, for I'm the like, last 22 days was like, you know, I'm feeling some dick. And I'm like, yesterday was a rough day for me at work. So we didn't get to like explore that. Okay. I feel like I can show up right now. This is so convenient. The dick is there. And I can forget some icks at a time. So that's when we compromise. And I'm like, all right. We're not doing the skincare yet. Let's hop them over.
And we're like, we're like compromising. So how long is this going to be? We're right. Like, let's make it clear. We only have 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like we're texting them. We're getting ready for bed.
30 minutes.
Our cutoff time is 12:50 a.m. Yeah,
I love that.
You got to go.
The winky,
that
like,
way,
emoji
that way it's
the
not weird. Yeah. We're just like hanging around. We're like, okay, like you should go. Instead, it could be like, oh my God, it's 12:50.
We only have 10 minutes left.
You
got to
go. But if I'm
yeah.
feeling it, if we're really feeling it, we can be like, oh, it's okay.
And then make them feel really good. You know, like we
have a fake appointment.
Right. Set an alarm.
So I have a question before we get into our hors d'oeuvre, because this was information shared on the show, and I don't want to really even get much into the show as much as I like.
No, girl, just say it, because I've been wanting
to ask. This is what we've been wanting to ask. Let's be very clear.
Vinny really wanted us to ask.
Let's be very clear. So it was announced that you first and only bottomed for Ash.
Oh my God, people don't believe that.
We don't.
I love that. That
I
was
love
the question.
That, people don't believe. That is the key.
You let's talk about it.
Without more mind you sit here talking about how beautiful and big the dick is, but you don't even take dick allegedly.
I had
well,
it
now.
Before.
Oh, now.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the thing is like before, and it's interesting because before Ash, I would hook up with guys. But I would be more like, you know, like, no kissing, bro. Like, you know, like, we're just, like, sucking each other's dicks, doing, like, foreplay. I never even really was too into topping guys, honestly. I hadn't got over my fear of the anus, I guess.
But you said you had a lot of girlfriends, so now that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. I knew my way around pussy, no problem. But it was, like, when it came to guys, the dick, very familiar. The booty hole, that's where I get scared. Right. Mm-hmm. And so then after being with Ash and really education, and then I remember I had a roommate at the time that taught me like, no, you don't just like bottom out of nowhere. Like you have to like douche, you have to clean yourself out. And so they taught me what that was like. And so we spoke
she
about
gets to
it.
Eat your ass before.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So Ash picked out a new little toy, a new strap on.
You picked it out and didn't let Maximo pick his size that he felt comfortable with.
We started
later.
Junior. We started
later.
With the
okay.
junior
yeah.
size.
It was like the just yeah. like a let's try it
the
out.
Six, the,
yeah.
The small one.
Had you fucked before?
I have, but not in a way that I feel like really turns it with Maxie. When it's very gender affirming when Maxie and I like have that moment and I strap up. But prior to Maxie, it was just feeling like very that top mask energy. Yeah. Now it's like it feels like I'm connected to this bitch, this Ooh. Dildo, and it's like very beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes I come faster with a dildo on versus without, and it's like crazy.
Oh, it's all That's psychological. True. It's more
really
psychological.
Yeah.
Like sucking crazy. The dildo's dick, like Ash can come.
And that's like, you're like, not even, you know, direct stimulation.
Off of, yeah. off of Maximo just sucking
the dildo.
But
the
I'm usually like, it takes me time.
Their dick.
So that's why I kind of gagged the first time. I was like, wait, did I? It did.
And you just started leaking between your thighs?
Oh, you are
thighs?
Such a dominant instinct.
I love this.
But because they feel so connected.
But also not only connected, I'm sure it's also, which I'm a very visual person in terms of stimulation. And so how I like watching porn is
like the voyeur.
I voyeur like a motherfucker. Yeah. This bitch called me basic.
Bro. My favorite.
I like to voyeur, but also watching someone somewhat devour you.
Yeah.
And you take that control in a position that most women don't get to see.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, which is why the gag of all gags is when we do glory holes and you're like, you never see a pussy in that hole.
Right.
Tell us more about the glory hole.
Can we hear about the glory holes?
The throat.
Oh my gosh.
I know we talk about throat shit, but wait, the glory holes.
So, let me finish about the strap on real quick.
Okay.
So then Ash got the strap on. They took my virginity because essentially for me, I never wanted to bottom for a guy because I just never wanted to give a guy that side of me personally.
Okay.
I got really close with this guy that I started dating and I had thought about possibly bottoming, but it just never happened.
Okay.
And so with Ash, after falling in love, I'm like, okay, finally I feel safe enough for someone to like, take my flower, you know what I mean? And so she did. And after that, now I've been able to like experience dick and I don't feel like attached to it. I'm like, girl, like that's just another dick. Like it's not the same. It's not the same as like my
pulse
first.
To it. It's another dick. No, it is. In
doing
fact.
The
yeah.
work.
So now getting onto glory holes.
You both do glory holes?
Together.
Yeah. You know, okay, so I started with having that little FOMO jealousy of how quick you can get it. With like these different apps. And one, yes, very gender affirming for me to also now be playing on these apps. And also, two, the fact that I can like, I don't know, experience something that's very gay culture. Glory holes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I expressed one day when we have now moved in together, like, you know, it would be really hot if we like set one up here and talked about it with someone.
Slow down with this goddamn story.
So you didn't go anywhere in Bushwick.
You set up your own goddamn glory.
No, we set one up at home.
Let's get into that. And scene. How do you build it? How do you set it up?
We have the front door,
Yeah.
And we got, what are they called?
The clamps. Like big clamps.
Like the very big ones.
Oh, like for when you're doing a photo shoot.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And so we clamp a bed sheet.
That has
we took one of our old bed sheets and we cut a hole in it at the right height.
Mm-hmm.
And so we clamp it up onto our like
I'm doing this thing.
And then
so
onto
hot.
Our like, you know, the like
one of the other
doors,
sides, yeah.
Just like a support. So literally you walk in our front door, we shut all the lights off before, play a little music.
Mm-hmm.
We might
get
leave
the
you, like, a little water or like
we're
a little
nice.
If I have some drink, maybe like a little rum or something and a glass, something for you to drink.
Choose your adventure.
Whatever you want. And then we'll find somebody. We let them know we're a MF couple is what we say online because we don't want to confuse anybody. And then if they're interested, we'll be like, yeah, like
come
stop
to our
stop by
at this time.
Stop by
open
the garage.
Knock on the door.
Oh, wait, is it? It's a knock. Was there a certain knock that you knew?
Well,
what was the knock?
The funny thing is, you have to go through our security girl downstairs.
So this guy is like, so they don't know your names, but they know where you live and they want to come up. And we're like yeah, that's
let
right.
Let them up. That's them.
Let them up.
That's them.
And then they'll knock. Maxie opens the door through this little hole. And then we're on the other side and they undress. We've already talked about the fact that we're okay with like receiving, servicing, etc.
Yeah.
So the glory hole is what? You are performing oral on these or did you bend over with your holes to take it?
I've
Depends.
Never done that yet, actually. Have I? No, I haven't taken anything. Through the glory hole, but I haven't. But through the glory hole, typically it's funny because when we're finding people online, first of all, they're gagging. They're like, wait, it's like, it's a guy and a girl.
It.
Can you send me pictures of the pussy? And then I'm like, they're not sending you nudes. They're like, well, how am I going to know it's a girl? And the other. And
like, you can taste me first.
You can eat their pussy first when you get here if you want.
They
and they're like, okay,
it.
Yeah, sure. So as soon as they get there, they're like, yeah, let me eat her pussy.
Like,
and we're like,
it's
okay.
Real.
And then they gag and they're like, okay. And then they're getting off. Now the guys, they're getting off to not only being like pleasure through the glory hole, but they're like, oh my God, there's a guy and a girl, on the other end. And sometimes they'll be like, okay, now her suck it. Okay, now give it back to him. It's like, you know, it's really hot. Like
super cute.
And you don't got to see their face.
You're having a threesome, but not having a threesome. You don't know what they look like.
And what, I mean, do they just come and
leave?
What
they look like,
we know
but,
what,
you ever
we've
see
seen
them?
Their pictures.
I usually don't want to. The fantasy is that I don't see them.
Yeah. Ash likes to see the body, but doesn't like to see the
because
face.
Because if I see the face, then it's going to take longer to search. You know what I mean?
It's true.
Like, what
it's
I'm here true. For
There's
is the
no
quick.
Fun to be ugly.
And it's I'm the like, quick
babe,
and convenient.
But the dick looks so nice.
And I'm like, so the glory hole makes sense because now we all win.
Yeah.
But that was really.
Have they ever wanted to come around the curtain?
No. We had one guy where
we did.
Where he started to like reach behind the curtain, and we're like, nope,
we're like, no,
none of that.
This is not my fantasy.
Thank God we've never had that happen yet. Yeah. But
that is true. We're lucky.
Yeah, we're just we are also.
I'm not living life, bitch. And hey, y'all thought we was hoes.
We're very bitch. Selective. They are more selective. They keep us
organized.
Safe.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's dedicated search time. And like, as soon as
you're
if you just see
it.
Something that like turns you off or like, oh, no, like this just doesn't feel
before,
right.
Before
feel
we
safe.
Get out of here, for people who may be as adventurous as y'all in couple format, wanting to invite strangers, how do you keep yourself safe?
Mm.
How do you what protective measures do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
that
New
doxy
York,
prep
do y'all got
out.
A gun? Probably so. Not. Don't say if you do, because. But how do you protect yourself if someone is coming and maybe
I'm
predatory or not safe?
Yeah. First of all, communication. Obviously, okay. Trust your gut. If you ever feel anything that's like unsafe, even in just chat, like you have every right to just block.
As
like you don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah. Yep. Any
if people start to get defensive or feel entitled to your time, that's a very big red flag for me. I'm like, nope, no thank you. Also, we're very fortunate to live in a nice building with a doorman. So we have that security.
Extra
we have cameras.
Measure.
Like, there's kind of that stuff.
Yeah.
But then also communicating with each other. Like, are you getting tested? When's the last time you were tested? Do you practice safe sex? A lot of gays are on PrEP. And now they do, like, doxy PrEP.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, communicating that. And then us making sure that we're staying on our testing. Like,
right.
every 2 to 3 months. Just, right. like, getting our rounds. Checking it out so that we're staying honest and safe with other people.
I love that.
And shout out, actually, Chelsea Express Health Clinic.
Yeah.
They do free testings, and it's the same day results.
Free
you
and
don't
same
need
day.
Insurance.
Chelsea, baby, where?
Chelsea Health Express Clinic. You Chelsea? Don't need insurance.
Is it in Chelsea?
Yeah,
you don't need
it
insurance,
is.
Because I ain't going to hold you. The way I've been paying $250.
No, they're good.
CityMD.
For
CityMD.
That's what I mean, yeah.
CityMD is $250.
Don't do that. Don't
wait,
do
is,
that.
Is the wait long?
No, so you got to go at 8 a.m.
open.
And you'll be fine. And you just have to wait.
Girl, I'll be
like
up early
minutes.
Anyway. I'll be taking my coffee shit by 7:30.
And
this
honestly,
in.
If you go a little late, you'll know you're in the right place because you'll see a line of butch queens just right out the door.
It's
Chelsea, what's going to be
at the Chelsea Health Express Clinic. But it's that easy.
No,
bitch,
I don't
want to
see fans there. Calm down. Let me go get my test in a couple months first.
Right. Right.
Wait, can I tell you what's funny? Literally, my man went to go get tested at the Planned Parenthood the other day. We were like, let's start with some fresh results. And I was thinking, if I ever had to get an abortion, as much as we talk about this shit, because I've been to the gyno, the walk-in MD where they've known me, and I'm like, where am I going to get the abortion where they don't know me? I know that sounds crazy,
first
y'all.
I'm
not planning it like a birthday party. I'm just saying.
But yeah.
If I had to. Bitch, I'm not
thing.
Trying to be sad.
Oh, I ain't going to hold you. I actually was trying to go out to like Queens where yo, sorry, I don't want to say yo people, but I don't want to be close. Around where all the angels should be trying to tell me like, let me go to that city MD. I don't want to run across nobody I know.
No, me
go
neither.
Upstate.
You
got
to go upstate.
Go to Jersey.
Make it a hotel moment.
Go to Jersey.
Yeah.
I
make
don't
it
know.
A staycation or
go
something.
Go to
get rid of it.
Well,
it's
maybe
girls
not.
Trip. I don't know.
Girls trip for test results.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get out of here, though, family planning. Do you guys want to have kids?
Yeah.
Yes, we do. Ash is actually
We're trying to figure that out more seriously. So me getting healthcare now, I'm going to like try to look at freezing my eggs. And I feel like that's just naturally, like, having the option to give life like that would be amazing. But I just feel like at that time, being trans-mask, being pregnant, I mean, that's like, I'm God. Like, that would be amazing. You
but
can just be both.
I'm going to say this, though. It's crazy. Freezing your eggs while having a partner, no one talks about that.
Yeah.
They always think, oh, you're lucky you have someone. What a great thing to hear come out of your mouth, for real. Because so many women are watching this and thinking they have to freeze because they're single. Mm. Not because they have the option
have
to
the
enjoy
choice.
Their relationship, take their time.
But let's be very clear. Politically, we are in an election year. There are certain states now looking to literally remove the option of freezing eggs because they say that it's
Greta not going to happen up here.
I
can't even.
I mean, not
I
here in New York,
that.
But
it's
maybe
true.
You don't stay
yeah.
in Bushwick.
Right. Chelsea Florida's Express
different.
Will let you do it.
Oh,
Chelsea Express. We
We need a part two.
Absolutely.
We'll do your show.
Even if when you guys have one, but if not, would love a part two, even if we do Patreon. But also, I have y'all's email. I want to come to the next Lucia party.
Please. Yes,
absolutely.
I haven't been to a queer party.
Next month.
Yeah. There'll be more to come. I'll be on Instagram talking about it, but I'm actually meeting with Morgana tomorrow to talk about it.
And
thank you for saying yes, by the way. I did not expect you to say yes.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
I think reality TV people are very, the network really freaks them out from exploring. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also you don't know what someone's trying to do. So I really appreciate
just
it.
Just so you know, be prepared for everyone to hit your DMs trying to fuck. I would love though for your next party, opening it up to our Patreon community.
That would be, I'd be grateful.
Invite more of the Whore Hive members. So they're definitely familiar with Susia. Susia has also been featured on Sex Cells, her show on Fuse.
I love
creating like more of an ecosystem more people that understand this lifestyle, that are exploring this lifestyle, and that truly can be open to being comfortable with more like-minded people.
Absolutely.
So if you can you let everyone know where they can follow you and slide in them DMs?
Yeah.
Yes, you can catch me on Instagram at eatmyashlee.
wait, for real?
Yeah.
That is great.
I was dying for like 2 days when I thought, okay, this is it. And I was like
do it, babe, do
every
it.
Every time I say it, I'm like, oh, that makes me really happy. Love it.
It's like how I felt when we came up with Horrible Decisions.
Like, it's good.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Eat My Ashlee is fucking
honestly, everybody named Ashlee is about to be pissed they didn't come up with that show.
Ashlee is great.
Eat My Ashlee.
And Maximo.
And I am Maximo Extravaganza.
It's okay, it's no Ashlee.
No, it's all right.
I'm living. What's part two?
No, we gotta do this.
But absolutely, if you're out there, if you're in New York, if you want to experience a queer play party, a truly queer play party, and a safe space, Susia and Susia Queer, just to give you an idea, you have like a mixer, then you have a consent speech where then we talk about the rules of the space, and then we open it up to like safe play. But it's very much about enthusiastic consent and decolonizing like race, sex, and gender. So honestly,
this is a very decolonizing couch over here.
I love it.
We're decolonizing it all.
Well, Maximo and Ash, thank you so much for joining us here on Horrible Decisions.
Thank you.
As y'all know, if you want more information about their parties or also our bonus content, make sure you join us at patreon.com/horrible decisions. If you're on our YouTube, you may be able to watch some clips as well as listen to a clip right after this episode. But thank you guys for supporting. Thank you guys for listening. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
See you in London. Bye.
Hey guys, we are super, super excited to be announcing that we are part of the second annual Black Effect Festival in Atlanta, Georgia.
It's going to be a wild and brand new show that you didn't see last year. We're so excited to be back with our ATL family and our Black Effect family.
That's right. So the date is Saturday, April the 27th. Make sure you head on over to blackeffect.com and get your tickets now.
See you there. One of our most popular episodes we've ever had were guests with disabilities. And I think it's because, you know, everybody's curious. We all want to know. And it's like, this is like our secret way of figuring out, does your dick work?
You hear me? I want to keep it funky with you.
Listen, I want to hold back on those jokes.
Did you got?
I have a spinal cord injury. When I was 18, I was in a football scholarship, and a lady was texting and driving and ran me off the road right after practice, and I broke my neck in two places.
Now, your name is Fletcher. Let's start with that. Fletcher, you're known on IG as Rolling on Faith, but some people call you the Wheelchair Nomad. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I obtained a nickname, the Wheelchair Nomad, because I do a lot of traveling and moving and grooving.
How long have you been disabled? Like, how old are you?
I'm 31. 12-12. My birthday coming up. 32. I know, right? Getting old.
Nigga getting old for real.
For real.
So, I know you said, like, you know, the texting and driving, which is it's so crazy because we take for granted so much. Like, we're like technology, you know what I mean? And, like, actually just having an experience just to drive and not text, people can't do anymore. When it happened to you, did you think that there was a chance that you would walk again? Like, what was that experience like?
Of course, you know what I'm saying? Being 18 years young, you have the idealization, like, oh, damn, like, I really can't walk. You know what I'm saying? And especially being an athlete, like, I've relied on my physical capabilities my entire life. And I was blessed enough to receive a football scholarship. And then when my physical abilities were taken away, I was like, damn, what am I going to do now? But, you know, fortunately, my parents instilled education inside of me So I went back to college and got a degree in computer science. But it was tough in the beginning. And because that's the main goal is like, all right, I need to walk. But then you start to learn what it really means to be paralyzed. It was like, before I walk, maybe I should learn how to put my shirt on first. Maybe I should learn how to get myself dressed. Maybe, you know, it's like levels to it. It ain't just like not being able to walk.
What were basic things that you like that were super frustrating? I'm sure you know, I mean, it's been, what, 12, 13 years now?
13 years, yep.
What was something basic that you were like, fuck, I can't do this, and it was difficult for you? Basic needs with yourself.
In the beginning or like now that I'm 30, 31? Because it changed throughout the times.
Tell us.
So like, you know, like being honest, like when I was 18, I got hurt and then you paralyzed. First thing, 18-year-old thing, can I still have sex? Like, that's the first thing you start thinking of.
Was you fucking that young? When did you start fucking?
Now, that you can't tell nobody, but I lost my virginity at 14.
That ain't that bad.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. That was too young to be doing what I was doing. I'll never forget.
Little boys is fast.
Yeah, I got hit for the first time in 7th grade, and I lost my virginity in 8th grade. Yep.
No,
that sound about
you
normal.
You did think, is your dick going to work, but did it work?
That's what, you know, you go to the doctors, and they give you all, you know, the blue diamonds and all the Cialis and all that stuff, so... You know, everybody's body's different, so what it may work for me.
At 18?
Oh, yeah, you get it right to it. Well, I was still fresh in my injury, so, like, after, like, a year of, like, all right, before you start thinking about that, let's work on therapy, you know what I'm saying?
So, after the accident, you went a year then not having sex because they wanted to...
Yeah, I would say like a year and a half, yeah.
Did you have any exes that you was fucking before the injury that came back and fucked you after the injury?
No, not
like, gotta give you pity, pussy.
No, not before and after. I wish, but not before and after. So, like, unfortunately, the situation I was involved in, just being young, she ended up breaking up with me when I was in the hospital. And
no, she didn't.
I wouldn't even call her that. She good people. She was just young.
How did she do it? No, fuck her. Fuck her.
See, I ain't that type of nigga. I can't do it like that. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying?
I can do it.
That's still my homie. She was just like, because I was a freshman in college. She was a senior in high school. And she was just like, you know, Fletch, everybody's been coming up to me. How's Fletch? I've had to check into therapy. I just need a break from everything. You know, I think it's best if we just, you know, take some time apart. And I was like, bitch, I mean, I see you. Like, I did what? Like, this ain't the time for this. At least wait till I got to a regular room.
I'm like, damn, she could have waited a little bit.
But I get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and plus, being that quote-unquote star athlete and then being paralyzed, you think, you know, she 18, she gonna have to take care of this nigga. She gonna have to do this, she gonna have to do that. But then a nigga bossed up and was like, okay, damn, Matt Fletcher out here doing his thing.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.